So we're becoming the Chesamad base. The Gemara we are holding here. The new pshat in that Bryce on Amad Aleph. Bryce said on Amad Aleph brought to set the whole thing that if you have a kelev a tarora and it lit up a godish. So how much do you pay for the godish? So one time I come and said you pay Hatzinezek, Ozra Bloza said you pay Nezek Shalem, and everyone holds it's Migbu for it. So this the first one went serious. So serious, everyone holds Nezek Shalem, Migbu for it, but like if it's Hatzinezek and Nezek Shalem. So we didn't understand how could that be. So the Gemara now said, Rava said, it was going like Tarfen. The reason why Bloza says you pay Nezek Shalem because it's really Karen, we're talking about Karen. Not Hilchus serious, Hilchus Karen. It's really Karen. And Karen, which is a Nezik, pays Nezik Shalem, but it's only Migufa. So, how did we get to this combination of Nezik Shalem Migufa? That's what the Gemara is holding in that. So, the Gemara is holding in the middle of the page, just about maybe a third way down. It's Chesman Page. Ema, the Shamas Leder of Tarfon. Amen. The Shama Seif Tarfen Nezik Shalem. Migufim Yishama Seif. Right? It can be said that Reb Tarfen, we heard from Reb Tarfen that he said you pay Nezik Shalem. That Migufim. Migufim, did you hear from Reb Tarfen that he says Nezik Shalem? Yeah, you pay Migufim. And it is true. Reb Tarfen holds, although he said you pay Nezik Shalem, he holds it also Migufim. Why? Where did he learn that din that you should pay Nezik Shalem? Remember Arab Tavon's Kavachemi went? If you see in Rishus HaRabi, Karen is high, but regal is bottle. So what's more common, Karen or regal? Karen. So certainly anything which you're high, Rishus HaYochid, for regal should be high, Rishus HaYochid for Karen. And therefore, in Rishus HaYochid, you're high Nezik Shalem. So too, Karen should be chayav Nezik Shalem. That was in Kalachim. In truth, you could have said no. You could have put a cap to that and said, no, where are you learning it from? Learning from Karen and Rishus HaRabim. All we saw that Karen and Rishus HaRabim is chayav Hatzi Nezik. That's all we saw. That's all we saw. So how do you know you can learn from there that Karen got any way to go more than Hatzi Nezik? Maybe Karen is a din by Karen. The maximum you can ever pay by Karen is Hatzi Nezik. So really, there was a flaw in this whole Kavachema. Reb Tarfen said, I have this Kavachema. I have the Kavachema, and I'm going to say, yes, this Karen can go even past the Chatzinez, it can go even to Nezik Shalem. That's what Reb Tarfen said. But, says the...
A way of saying that. I'm saying that Karen is more calmer than Rega, but it requires intuitions. Who's around it? Can you upload it? I'm saying the other way, it's coming the other way, that regal is always mua, and there's a time to Karen.
And so it makes it even worse. Ever the regal, which is always mua, and yet your potter and it's just a rabbi. So Karen, which is a tam, and it's chayv and it's just a rabbi. So certainly, whatever regal has in it's just a yoke, Karen should have as well. Once it's proven that Karen is more chomer than regal, however bad you make regal into, Karen is going to be as bad as that. Right?
Yeah.
Well, think about it, because if you have like a nuclear warhead, that can go anywhere, right? But if I can prove to you some ballistic type of thing can do more than that nuclear warhead, then whatever you can put to your nuclear warhead, that ballistic is going to be able to do as well, because it's stronger than it. That's the longness of a Kavachim. So,
you say you don't learn the Kalkomer. Is that because of diet, or is that because of a different
diet? Diet.
I just want
to. It should be a flaw in the Kalachim, that your whole Makari of a Kalachim is from Karen and Shutaram. Now, all we saw there is that the Karen's Chayv Chatzinezek. So maybe there's a cap in Karen. Maybe there's no such thing as Karen of a Tam more than Chatzinezek. So as much as you want to make it really, really strong, but you can never go past the Chatzinezek because it's a cap there. That's it. That's called diet. But yeah, Reb Tarfen said, no. Although there is a flaw, I'm going to make this Kalachim all the way through. But says the Gemara, by Gufoi, he does hold to that Kavachim. We're going to see, and the Gemara is going to speak out. Now, where do you learn out? How do you know that Karen Yochai Bechlal? Because of Mishus Rabim. And Mishus Rabim, it's only Chaim Gufoi. So maybe anything you can learn from this Kavachim is only going to be limited to Gufoi. Much of the original source of the Chumrah of Karen was because of Gufoi. So maybe there's a cap in Hilchus Karen that Karen of a Tam only pays for Gufoi. As much as you want to make a Kavachim, it won't get past that cap. So says the Gemara, in Meheicha Maisilo, from where did you learn the din of the Karen Shibichai Nezek Sholeim and Nishitza Yochid, Mi Karen Nishitza Rabim, from Karen and Nishitza Rabim, Dayo, Lovim Minadin, Lio is Kinida. There's a clown. The Dayo, Lovim Minadin, Lio is Kinida. There's a clown that you don't give more than the original source. You can't give more than the original source.
Are we saying that for the Gufa, or are we saying that for the Chansi Nasa at this point?
At the moment, for Gufa. At the moment, Gufa. Pray the Gemara of Rav Tav, unless they die. Rav Tav doesn't hold of die. How do I know that? How do I know Rav Tav doesn't hold of die?
Because he doesn't hold, because he gives the full Nezek.
But he said, you pay Nezek Shalim. The same soul we're only limited to Gufoi, that same soul should limit it to Chatzinezek. And yeah, he said, no, we'll break through the ceiling and we're giving Chatzinezek Shalim. So what's the Gufoi should break through the ceiling? I come with a tavern lesi dayoi. The Zigmar, ki lesi dayoi, here to the mifur kavachoyim. Where doesn't he hold the dayoi? You're right. He doesn't hold the dayoi. That's where, if you would say the dayoi, you possibly destroy the whole kavachoyim. There's a kavachoyim. Kavachim is one of the things that's in the dress, but it's a Kavachim. You're learning from Karen and Yishas Rabim to be Machayim Karen and Yishas Hayokot. But I don't need the Kavachim because the Pasuk says I'm Chayim Katsin as a Gredi. The Torah says if an animal damages through Karen, it pays Katsin Ezek. And the Torah doesn't differentiate where it was. Yishas Rabim, Yishas Hayokot. So I've got Potsuk already telling me that you're Chayim Chatzinezek. So don't need any Kavachoyim to tell me that you're Chayim Chatzinezek. So what's your Kavachoyim doing? Tell me Chayim Chatzinezek, I know it's a Potsuk in the Torah. Elamah. It must tell me something more. So that Kavachoyim is going right to tell me all the way through. To be Chayim Nezek Shorim. But, Echa Deloy Mifrech Kavachoyim. But where we can still keep the Kavachim, then if they die, then he holds them and dies. And in our case, we have a Kavachim to tell you, Chaim Ezek Sholim. That's good. The Kavachim is useful. But if that's true, if the Kavachim is useful, then we can still go with the Dayoi to limit the Gufoi. To say, yes, you have to pay Ezek Sholim because you have the Kavachim. But no more than Gufoi. Not more than Gufoi because although Kavachim maybe will tell me Aliyah, but no, there's a cap. You can't learn more than that because maybe there's a cap by Karen that you only pay Katsi and only pay Megubah.
It could also work the other way too. Could the Kavachim say that it's Aliyah? And put the
dial on the
test.
Yeah, that's
last
day, Kash. Yeah.
Who does?
Yeah, very good. Last day on the page. It's Kesel, please. Okay, fine. So that's the Gemara where we're going to. All right, tell the Gufa. Very good. See any Rashi? Mehechi Kamaisiro. See where it is? It's in a sixth wide line. First word line in Yeshinu. Mm-hmm. Meyachikamaitzlo, Rib Tafan the Mishuna, the Chatzan Izek, where did Rib Tafan learn the Dina Karen and the Chatzan Izek? That's me Karen Bishasarabim. He learned out from Karen and Shazarabim, Kapash Masisim. Hilkach Dayo, Lobby Minadin, the Yez Kinida. There's a cloud, you can only die means enough to bring a Kavachema, only. Based on what came from Mala Alam Migufoi, just like from Shusra Amin's enemy Gufoi, So to here, Avkam Megufa, here is also in Megufa. Read the Gemara, Rav Tam in Rashi, Rav Tam, unless they die. He doesn't hold of die. If he does hold of die, no Yishanam and a Chatzi Nezek. But then he pay Chatzi Nezek, he came to Shosrabi. So it's a Gemara answer, Ki, unless they die, he can be for Kavachemer. You go in here, but mean and die, the name Yishanam and a Palgir. For instance, if we have a mina die, had we said die, that what? The Lemi Shalom and a Pagad, he doesn't pay any more than half. By a honey rum kavakrima, what does kavakrima help you? A mikra nami shal ino. It's a pasuk. The pasuk tells me that. The Mishuzan Nizik, because the pasuk says, Kechayv Hatsi Nizik, and Mishuzan Nizik, like God. The fact that it's in Mishuzan Nizik makes it no worse. So, because the Negichas town, the pasuk of the town going, Loik Sibish Saravim doesn't say Rish Saravim. Just says, if it causes, you pay half time. Doesn't differentiate where it happened. So, maybe if I wouldn't say this Kalafimah because of the diary, I wouldn't have a Kalafimah. I believe that we meet for Kalafimah. If I don't, if the diary will not destroy the whole Kalafimah, then throw a slug up and ask on the whole Kalafimah, if they die, they would hold them dying. Kiyoko. Just like here, the Osi Kavachoyim had the Nezik Shalim. Kavachoyim will come to Tami with Din of Nezik Shalim. Vahani lo da'i le migufoi and the da'i for Tami only limited to Gufoi. Okay?
A couple of comments, if this, then that. But if you say, well, if I'm going to say if this, then that, you know, but I want to make the that much, much bigger than the this, where it doesn't make sense.
I don't understand this and that, so try again. No, I don't mind. I haven't followed it in that. This and that. You want to again?
You want to go for
A and B. If we see A,
If you're
then
I don't accept it.
Then
it's just not, I mean, it's
not
the Torah, but everything's
about the Torah. Right. So this thing of dying is not really such a logical statement. Not really such a logical statement, because in the end of the day, we could really ignore this die as well. Because what do we have? We have a, I see that Karen is more common than Rega. So logically, you would say, if Rega's got more of a chumah than Karen should join up with it, should be also as much as
chumah. No, because then Kesi Karen is more chumah.
No, if I see that Regan has certain chumah, then Karen should also have that chumah. That should really be logically. Daya is a limitation in halacha meshmisin of kavachem. So I mean, it's halacha meshmisin. I didn't. That was since. We could say that the original one had was like that, so maybe you can't go more than that. It's all in Hilchos Halacha Mishmisina. And if Tavon holds Halacha Mishmisina, I told him, ignore the Daya and go with the logic of the Kavachoyma. The truth is, Kavachoyma and the whole Kavachoyma business, is that a logic or is it Halacha Mishmisina? Is it, is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatrin Eveshba, like the Yeshava? Is it a pure logical thing or not? So I was very excited about it. I found that Mishnah in Nolte, if I'm not mistaken, says you can't make Kavachimah from Halacha Mishmisina. If it's a pure logic, why shouldn't we be able to? So you see, the Kavachimah is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatrin in the dress rabbits. Like Ibn Yanav, like Yizei Shabbat, there's halachas to it. It's not pure logic. And Mila, since it's halachas, so once it gives halachas, so then Halacha Mishmisina can tell you how to define it. Says Reb Tarfon, since this Kavachema, this diet will destroy this Kavachema, and there is a Kavachema, Kavachema beats the diet. And the Chacham
Ochel
that.
Does Reb Tarfon have other places in Shas? Does
it happen? Well, he holds the diet. Does not hold the diet. I don't know, the most famous one is here. So there might be other places as well, but the most famous one is Agumar. In the Mishnah coming up. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Now we have Tesis on with Aleph, Daniel, got through it. Excellent. So Torah says on Aleph, Mur mitzvosa mishonisne, elegrin mishonin yay. So this was on the very end of Amud Aleph and going on to Amud Beis, the Gemara suggested, almost a crazy thought, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Tzad Thomas ben Krimi Medes, even by things which were Mur mitzvosa. Like an interesting Havamina, you could have had such a Havamina. Even things that were moved from the very onset, even then you would say that the first half of the payment is going to be Megufoy and the second half is going to be Mali. And the Gemara said that can't be. There's no such thing. Moved it's crossing Shammah's name.
No, come on, it is.
Right. And therefore, said the new Pshat. So what's the Machrikas Revelat in the Chachorim? Why did the brother say you've been as extraordinary Megufoy? Why is Rebbe Lotzi say Benazir Shana Meguva? Remember, there were five Shochim which turned out to be four. Why is Rebbe Lotzi say Benazir Shana Meguva? And the Gemara said, "Goy the Shoni ve'yay." Yeah, that's Shaila had to read it. Yeah, Tosfos did a Maskalim. Goy the Shoni ve'yay. Our guess in the Gemara wasn't like that, but the Goy the Shoni ve'yay, which we saw in Rashi. Rashi gave two Shotim. What does this Gemara mean? One Shot is Goy the Shoni ve'yay. And one shot if you're going dayayin, shani dayayin means we're talking about a case where he did it three times strangely. It throws in a weird way three times, and on the fourth time in a weird way. On the fourth time, the shani do you pay nezik shalim? Do you pay chatzin nezik? Do you pay nezik shalim because it's a mud? Karen, mud. Karen, mud. Pay nezik shalim. Or do you pay chatzin nezik because? Is, and so it's even a normal way is only chatzin ezek. So the fact that he did an abnormal way shouldn't make it better, more chomor, than the fact that he did it in a normal way. Even normal way, it's chatzin ezek. That's machlikas, right? Do you say it's chatzin ezek because I said it's keren? And do you say it's chatzin ezek because it can't be worse than normal rega? Or do you say it's ezek shonim because keren becomes poorer because it's ezek shonim? And this gemara was bringing Azariah to explain, at least we can now understand Rava's shayla. Rava had the shayla, do you pay tzoreis megufoy or not? The Gemara said, yes, I've got a raya for this bride so that you pay tzoreis megufoy. What's my raya? Because you see, they're both chacham and Rabbi Lotz said, you pay megufoy. Why should you pay megufoy? Must be because regular pay megufoy. Tzoreis pay megufoy. That's what the Gemara will say. There's those words, I don't like that shayla. Do you since I conscious? This gears of Giron the Shon Rayayit is the gears of Gunter on Rash Tesis with Kesamad Aleph. The Mur Mitchilose, Mishamas. Right? Evergreen the Shon Rayayit. Two gears are conscious. This is the gears of Rashi. From a Farish, and Rashi explained, Kim the Yayit, since it became a word, Hodar Havede Kiuchi, it turned into a normal situation. And this time it's very in a normal way. Which is more from the onset. You only pay Katinezek, you can pay more than that. This also, in the case we did it in an unusual, but now we did it four times. It can't be more stringent than a din of Mur Mitzvah. And there's no musr of tzoris, of mu'ud for tzoris that you did differently. There's no musr of a mu'ud to make into nezek shalim. And since it says that you pay migufoy, almed tzoris kiyokei nami migufoy, so you see that tzoris you pay migufoy, v'tifshoy dechove, and that answers Rava's shayt. Right, Rabbi, the shalim you pay me good for it. You have an idea. This price is a big raya that you pay me good for it. Right, big raya. Why? Because it says that you pay chatzinezek. Why chatzinezek me good for it? Because it can't be more chomo than tzoreis. But why me good for it? Why not aliyah? Must be that tzoreis you pay me good. Big taisa is a kosher. If you push it under Rabbi, what's this got to do with Rabbi? Maybe it's in the normal way, Ma'aliyah. You pay Ma'aliyah. But since he did it differently, it's true, he has the mood. He still pays the Migufo. It's Tamas Vim Koyri Medes. Because Tamas Vim Koyri Medes, the first three times, how much did he pay? Does he pay Migufo Malia? Why Migufo? Because he's a Tam. And so, maybe even though you now turn into a mood, and the mood of Tsaris would pay Malia, but there's a rule. Tamas Vim Koyri Medes. Any new chiyuvim would be ma'aliyah, but this is not new chiyuvim. These are old chiyuvim, and old chiyuvim stay with what they originally had, the original halachas. Saint Thomas from Kemi Medes. That's Tosfos Kasha. Yesterday you wanted to say teretz, very strict teretz, but only say this then of Saint Thomas from Kemi Medes. That's only when there's a new chiyuv introduced, but when it's just redefining the original chiyuv, then maybe you would change it into aliyah. That was your test. So Taisa doesn't like that. Taisa answers the kasha. Taisa disagrees on that. Taisa holds the mitzvah. Tzad Thomas Kemi Medes means the original chiyuvim stay, and Mu'ud just introduces new chiyuvim. And on the new chiyuvim, that's what you can start discussing. So the original chiyuv stayed, so the original chiyuv of Chatzinetic stayed. And now it's Migufoy because it's a Tam. So even though it's now Mu'ud, and now Mu'ud should change our office, but only a new additional thing from the original Tashlum that stays. So what's the Raya for Rabba? And the Gemara was trying to bring his Raya for Rabba that's ready to pay Migufa. Because of this Kasha, he's not going to throw out this chat. I'm first going to try and hold on to it. Maybe I'll say, you're correct. But we're coming to explain, we can explain Rabba. We're not coming to explain Rabba. All he meant to say is that the way to explain the Brice is some other way. That's not like how the Gemara works. The Gemara doesn't come along and say, you know what, Rabbi had the Shaila. I'll bring you one Brice to support Rabbi. That's what we started with. We threw off this Brice and explained that another one going on with Tarfin. Then, you know, I can explain you another one, another way to explain it, which won't actually help Rabbi. But just another, yet another way out to explain the Braisa. That the Gemara doesn't do. I think about finding ways to support Rava or finding ways to knock out the proof of Rava. But it won't. Find a way to knock out the proof of Rava and then find another way to explain how it cannot be arrived for Rava. Why do you want to do that? The Gemara doesn't do that. Into the Sugi Sushas. The Gemara doesn't start saying some things theoretical. So it has to be focused around the point. Either support, or this proof, not another disproof that you could possibly say. So Venera the Girsa, see where we are, we're halfway down the page. Venera the Girsa, the Goas, Elo Kigurin Dayai. So now I'm just going to tell you that Girsa that we actually have an Agumar. Kigurin Dayai, nothing about Shinu. Kigurin Dayai, and what does it mean? We can resolve Robert Shai. That we're talking about series and it is Migufoy. And yet, if Lazar says you pay an Ezek Sholem, Migufoy won't be difficult. Why? They're not arguing about the Machlekes, Sunkus, and Rabbanah. They're not even talking about what to do Shinoi. Nothing about Rabbanah, because I can read on like you wanted to say, Rabbanah, Rabbanah, and Rabbanah. It's nothing to do with Sunkus. And Abonon is nothing to do with Tarfon and Abonon. It's got nothing to do with that. So what is the Shaila? What's going on? Elom, Ravayu, Rabonon, the Sumpus. They both hold them. Rabonon and Sumpus. We're talking about he did Tzuris in the normal way. Obediyat. And he was a Mu'ud. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, like we said, is there such a thing of a Mu'ud by Tzuris? So it's the normal way. The first three times, Chatzi Nezek, the fourth time. Is there a din that now becomes Nezek Shalom? Stam Shaila. And that's the Machloikas, Rebbe Eliezer, and the Chacham.
Do you warrant normal
things? Huh?
You're saying it's normal service and it was warrant.
Mood, yeah.
But do you warrant for Shane? Do you warrant for Red?
If there would be such a thing as a Mood, then yeah, you would. If the halacha would be that half, and then a whole, and you would do a mood. You're right, regularly don't do any mood, any asra, because no enough gemina. First, second, third, 700, always going to be the same tashna. Maybe it would be that there would be a din, right? Sorry, on the fourth time it goes up to Nezik Shalim. Yes, you would. You would warn him. You would tell him. Not warn him, but you would take him to base and say, this is the first, second, third, and the fourth step to be. Yeah? Last bullshit. By the other, the Yesh Adorid Tzuris. So it resolves the Shail of Rabbah who's going to talk about later the Yesh Adorid Tzuris. The Ayyubit Tzuris Gerochayu is talking about Tzuris in a normal manner. Mechay Mashma in the Gemara, it's also Mukach that we're talking about Tzuris in a normal way. Takes now bring a Raya to the gears that we're using. What's the gears in the normal way? I don't know. Or Bidishani or is the gears in Bidayayayay? Takes bring a Raya, the gears is Bidayayayay. Not with the shot. Why? But the Gemara, like the Gemara is going to say, we haven't seen it yet. The Gemara on the base, we've seen it first time around. The Gemara discusses Yeshador Netzuris, Ainador Netzuris. And the Gemara is, what's the discussion? Do we say it's similar to Karen? That's Chatzinetne. Or do we say it is regular? You see, Oidimah told that the regular. Mashma ta'ari, but I shouldn't. Told of the regal means it's a told of regal with any shinoim. Regal, what is regal? How do you define regal? How do you define regal? Going kochi, that's regal. So if the Gemara says told of the regal, it means that's what we're talking about. We're talking about through to the told of the regal, which is going on. This is a big cash on the first Malach of Rashi. First Malach of Rashi. At the tzad that the Yesh Lord says, and not says from that with the Shinoi, the Gemara seems to clearly told that the regular question we spoke about when we did it the first time. But it's a big cash on the first one. Rashi takes instead of a right, it's pshat. So what's the pshat? They did it normally three times, and the fourth time you did not know the chance. So make a cheshbon now. First three times, how much do you pay? Okay, it's the fourth time out three, how much do you pay? Nezik Chok says, Rebbe Nezik Chok, how much do you pay? Migufoy. Why Migufoy? Why should it be Migufoy? It's a mood. Why should it be Migufoy? We're here with Malia, so why should it be Migufoy? First, we're down in Thomas. Sir Thomas. And you're saying, Sir Thomas came here with us. Since the first three times X, 30 on the fourth time keeps the aloha. That means you're telling me clearly the first three times, even though it was normal, you pay me good for it. Right? That's right for Rabbi Shaila. Rabbi Shaila, do you pay tzoris me good for it or not? Yes, you do. If you find your brother says you pay Shaila me good for it, must be good for it. You've got to find the first three times you pay me good for it. Right? And indeed, the Rabbi won't say you pay me good for it. So that's the right that tzoris you pay me good for. Right? Good? Says Tosfos Baita, v'chein midamaisi alo hidus ein emurot. If you don't know where we're holding, please point out, because otherwise you'll lose the flow. We're five lines up in the narrow lines. First word is v'chein. V'chein midamaisi alo hidus ein emurot. Since Gemara, on this shayla of Rava, is the emurot, is it not Adam? It's serious. Who are rights of hidus? The hidus is a normal thing. The chiyokhe maizla. That's they didn't normally. So, Tosis has got two rayas that we're talking about in the normal way, and that explains the Gemara very well. And not only that, he doesn't understand how you can talk about Shinui because there's no ray b'chal to Rav Shaila. Rav Shaila, do you pay Migufa or not? And the reason why I pay Migufa by Shinui could be because it's a Karen, and Karen you pay Migufa. So, Mela, both because of the Sul Mirah and the Asik Toiv, Tosis goes with the Pshat. Yeah? So Mira means the Pshat of Rashi is difficult to understand because you're trying to bring a Rai to Rav and there's no Rai whatsoever. So that's going to wake certain problems. And as they tell you, there's two Rais which are supporting the idea that we're not talking about Shinoim here, we're talking about a normal way. Number one was the Gemara said it's a Toldo de Regel, which seems to be saying clearly we're talking about in the normal way. And number two is because the Gemara brings away from Hidus, and Hidus is talking about the normal way. Betayma.
And so we're going to Nezik Shalom because he's done three times in the normal way. that there's been some change,
right?
Mysteriously,
right? That's Rashi's kashrut and in a heart. Yeah, so now this tema, since it's now Chazora and we've learned it the first time, I feel I have the right to learn inside, although we haven't yet done the Gemara matter. But tema, the Lekamon Muchach on W tells it's Muchach to Maira Adidei Shinoi. Yeah, but all the Bari Vashi, Yeshinu Mitzuris. If Vashi had the Shaila, Yeshinu Mitzuris, Vikaoma Mitzuris. And the Gemara said, let's resolve your Shaila. If there's Shinoi, Midaboy Rabba Yeshado. Since Rabba had the Shaila, Yeshado Ainado, Mechlal the Ain Shinoi. That's what the Gemara of your test says. There's two Shailas there. Yeshado Ainado, Rabba of your testament base, Yeshado Ainado. Means, do we say on the fourth time? It's now more than Mitzuris. And there's another Shaila. Yes, Shinoi Mitzuris, do you pay a quarter if they did the Shinoi? Do I want to say you pay a quarter if they did the Shinoi? Right? So the Gemara said, you've got a Shaila, whether you pay a quarter. Bring your eye from Rava, that Rava said that you can go up to Nezik Shalim. Right? If you're saying Rava holds, you can go up to Nezik Shalim. That was Rav Shaila. There's no way it could be the Yugan Sadr should be a court. But says Tesis, if we're equating the two, surely that means the Rav was talking about with the Shinoi. Because that's what Rav Asher was talking about. Rav Asher was talking about with the Shinoi. And we bring it around from what Rav discussed by Yeshua in Adar. Surely Rav was also talking about with the Shinoi. Otherwise, what's the equation? That's Tesis Kasha. Pirish. First word on Pirish. The Shinoi, the Gemara was saying, if there is Shinoi, if you pay a quarter, hey, Chiyosu Merevi Nezek, how do you go from 25% to Nezek Shalom to have to pay Nezek Shalom? Okay, come on, Parech, from Meshuno, also the Tonic Ma'as, it's Meshuno, Mashma, the Yama Mekma Plutai Ba'ato, Nichon, Mashma, the Poy Deroma, the Day Shinoi. Okay, these two lines we will come back to afterwards. Vinir, so Joseph got a kasha from Rav Ashi. Kasha from Rav Ashi, that what Rav Ashi said, the Gemara said, Rav Ashi had a sobbing, you pay a quarter for a shinoi. And the Gemara brought a raya from Rava, Yeshadar Inador. Sounds to us, says, that Rava was also talking about with the shinoi. Well, we just now explained that Rava wasn't talking about shinoi. Rava was talking about, he did it normally the first few times. And the fourth time, also normally. So it's got to go through the Vash. So Tev now explains what it is. Vinir, the Betravayu mi boyele, Rabba b'met at the Shailam birth. Imi shado ilav. He had the Shailam birth, that one. Imi shado b'tsoyo is kiyochayu. If there's hado, with tsoyos done in the normal way, like we explained it, then gamar yidei shinoi yesh hador. Also with shinoi, it'll be shayach to have hador. Why? The ikka hador, the keren simon, where was it said the din of mud? Where's the din of keren and mud spoken in the Torah? Spoken by keren. That's where it's spoken by. Tam and mud spoken by keren. So the main makor for the musig of mud is by keren. So if you're going to tell me a new chiddush, there's mud also by tsroyos of regal, then certainly it should also be a mud by tsroyos of keren, because keren is like the makoi for the whole thing. If you're going to tell me by tsroyos of regal it's shayach mud, tsroyos of keren should also be shayach mud, and that's what the gemara was bringing right for. I've actually had a shayla whether you pay a quarter, but if you're going to tell me wrong that by shinoi you pay nezek sholim, then there's no way that you can pay a quarter by a time. Time always pays half of a mud. Time always pays half of a mud. So if you're going to tell me that if you do it something in an unusual way, three times, it gets up to nezek sholim, then there's no way that if it does not the first three times in an unusual way, you should pay 25%. Time pays half of the mud. Half of the mud, 50%. So if Rava had the tzad to say that even with a shinoi you say mud, and mud means nezek shalim, that even with a shinoi you pay mud, that answers Rav Ashi's shayla. Rashi had decided you pay 25% if you do an unusual way. The answer will be no, you pay 50%. Because Rava says if you do an unusual way four times, you pay 100%. Half of the mu'ud is 50%, not 25%. If Rashi's shaida was, do you pay when you do something in an unusual way, serious, do you pay 25%? What could be the wrongness of that? Why would he say 25%?
Half of first.
So he's saying half of such meaning. He's saying that Tam pays half of what a mu'ud pays. But if a mu'ud would pay Chatzi Nezek, a Tam should pay 25%. But Rava's telling you not like that. Rava's saying a mu'ud pays 100%. So there's no way you go down to 25%. Tam always pays half of the mu'ud. So the only way you'd be able to tell me it's 25% that you pay is because the mu'ud pays 50%. If Rava tells you a mu'ud pays 100%, then obviously the Tam would also pay 50%, not 25%.
But I thought you were saying there's two dispensations. There's two. In other words, one is that service should only be 50%. And on top of that, it's a time of service. So maybe you should reduce that to 50% or another half.
Yeah, so it's not. Tam pays half of it. That's the clock. Tam pays half of it. We had also in Shoshanagar, the clock, right? We had the commander, Shita brings it, right? And Tam, the longness of Tam is you pay half of mood. So whatever mood they pay, Tam is 50%. So if a mood would pay Nezek Shalem, there's no way you get that to 25%. And that's what the Gemara was saying. Rashi's got Sadi pay 25%. But look what Rava said. Now what did Rava say? Rava's had a Sadi pay that there's a mood by Tzuris, of a normal Tzuris. What does mood mean, Nezek Shalem? By mood of a normal Tzuris, you pay Nezek Shalem. If you're telling me that Tzuris is Shaykh an element of mood, who are then by Karen of Tzuris should be an element of mood because it's a kosher game. Harry, the whole makar of mood was said by Karen. So if you're borrowing that yitzoid, telling me about Tzuris of Rega, certainly we should use that yitzoid for Tzuris of Karen. And therefore, Tzuris of Karen would also be Nezek Shalem. If Tzuris of Karen pays Nezek Shalem, and he did it four times, then if you do it the first three times, we know clearly it's maximum 50%.
What if it goes the other way? Okay, not the second one being Tom, second being service. In other words, Mueller pays 100%. Tom pays half of that, which is 50%. But it's not a regular Tom, it's service. So service, you pay half, you reduce it again.
What would be by service for Mueller?
Service for Mueller, you can say
50%. Not, Robert, it's a dependent exchange. So then half of that is going to be 50%. No, not some of us. Some persons, even on the first time you pay them the shot. We all have to tell them, even though it's Khatinez, on the fourth time you pay them the shot. And we say, if you would send the fourth time you pay them the shot by normal, then that would automatically mean also by abnormal, by Shinui. Because the whole musmusig of Tam and Mu'ud was said by Karen. So if you're borrowing that you saw it for Regel, then it'll certainly be true for Karen. So if Tzuris of Regel become Nezek Shalem because we borrowed the Yisoid of Mu'ud, so it would certainly be true by Karen as well. So it would be Nezek Shalem. So we now know, says Rava, the Mu'ud of Tzuris is Nezek Shalem. If we know what the Mu'ud of Tzuris is, then we know what the Tam is as well. Because the Tam, the klal of Tam is Chatzi of the Mu'ud. If we know what the Mu'ud is, then we know what the Tam is. What was the Rashi Shaila? I said, the Shaila, you pay 25%. No Havamim. If it is 25%. If the Mu'ud is 100%, the Tam is 50%. The Tam always pays 50% of the Mu'ud. So if Rava had such a tzad, you pay Mu'ud, then the Rashi Shaila is on the exist. Right? Says Thesis, let's see that inside. Again, Venera, again from the fourth wide line. Venera. The Bitchavayu mi boiler. Robert Bemetet, two shiners in. Imishado Olav. In that line of Imishado Olav includes two shiners. The Yeshado Bitsoyus Kiokayo. If there would be a dog with Soyus in the normal way, Kam Ali de Shino Yeshado. Also, in a shinoi, there's a musik v'ador. The ikador, the caring seed. The ikador was said by caring. And if you're going to tell me that there's no musug of ador by in a normal way, by normal regal, so it is. Gamali de shino ein ador. Also, if you do it in an unusual way, it's not shaykh the musug of mord. It can't be that Tom doing something four times suddenly becomes more than a normal way of doing it. If a normal way of doing it is 50%, then a Tom won't be more than 50%. So Mamela, that was Rabbi Shad. Yeshadah, Einadah. Yeshadah, Einadah means Yeshadah. Do we say on the fourth time it becomes Nezek Shalim, or do you not say it becomes Nezek Shalim? If you would say it becomes Nezek Shalim, then also with a Shinu would become Nezek Shalim. And if you say you doesn't become Nezek Shalim, then also with that, with the Shinim won't be Nezek Shalim. The two go together. Okay, Gavad, that is the Pshat of Tesis up to here. Gavad, it's come out and told us he said that Rashi's two Lashonis are really all included in the second Lashon. The Gemara really was talking about, okay, that's what the Gemara was really talking about. But included in okay, we can now learn what would be the din of Lav. Robert Scheider, Yeshadah Eimel Dar was really an Oche, but you could infer from the halachas that you say, but Oche, what would be the halachas by Lav? Go on, Rav David, how? Yes, you do. I'll put out, okay? What would be by Oche? Robert was speaking about Oche. What was his suffix? Yeshadah Eimel Dar, what does that mean? Sorry, he's doing it in the normal way, right? That means as a tzad, they would be mud. Would be a tzad, then we'd say there's a musik of a tam and mud by tzreus. If you're going to say there's a musik of tam and mud by tzreus of uche, certainly there should be a musik of tam and mud by tzreus kilab uche. Why is it certainly? Because that's the source. The source of tam and mud is by care.
I'm not sure that was.
That's going on with this. The Hemshech of the Gemara, yeah, it's a shame. Yeah. Fine. The Gemara is taking on that. There is a Musig of it. At least with Meshur. Maybe not Kamasalazim, but at least with Meshur. That was the Gemara's. Rav Ashi also took on like that. Bori Rav Ashi, Yeshine, but so is the ancient process. It also took on there's a Musig by Reg of Meshuna, that there's an element of Tzuris. Okay, fair enough, good aura, but let's clear the Gemara. So, the regular Mishunah, if we see the regular Kiro Kayu, we apply the rules of Tamamud. Certainly, by regular Mishunah, we should apply the rules of Tamamud. So far, so good. Now, what about if it's Lav Kiro Kayu? What about if we don't apply the rules of Tamamud? That Rabbi the Shaila, do we apply the rules? Let's say we don't apply the rules of Tamamud. That means by a regular in a normal way. How much would you pay on the first three times? And the fourth time? And the fifth and sixth? All chatzin ezek. Then it doesn't make sense to say that if you did it in an unusual way, regular mishunah, you pay more than that. There's no way that you should say regular mishunah should pay ezek shavim. A regular normal way only pays chatzin ezek. If you do it unusually, you should pay more than the mur mit chalosah. Doesn't make any sense. And therefore, this side of Rava, of Yesh Ador, Ein Ador, by regular Kiruche, we can infer from there what would be by Lav Kiruche. What would be by Mishnah? In Rava's Shaila, which was Kiruche, Rava's Shaila was Kiruche, but we could infer from there what would be the din by Lav Kiruche. Because if by Unche you say Mud, Tama Mud, certainly by Lav Kiruche, that's all source. And if by okay, you don't see Talmud, that means you're saying the maximum pay is Chatzin Ezek, it doesn't make sense that Mishunah should pay more than a Mu'an Mitzkelosim. Mishunah that became a Mu'an can't pay more than a Mu'an Mitzkelosim.
But that's Rav Ashi's question.
And therefore, Rav Ashi's question doesn't start.
Oh, because it's already answered.
That's what the Gemara said. What's Rav Ashi's sign you can infer from Rav Ashi? Okay. How can you? Rav was speaking about okay. No, but if you learn the Rav properly, what okay properly come up with it on the Gemara. Rabbi said that Uche would tell us also that Lacha by Lavio. All this was a pshat in Tosfos. It's Dishmak a pshat. I'm asking with a pshat.
Yeah.
So if Yossi was here, Yossi would be shouting at us, and he's got, oh, all right, here. I know that because he shouted at us last time. There's an aura here that the Gemara seems to take on, Tosfos seems to take on what we're saying. If we say Tamamud by Unche, then Tamamud should certainly be true by Mishra. And therefore, what's the Mud? 100%. Yossi's Tainu was, no, how do you know that? Maybe the Mud of Mishra is 50%. And the Tam of it is 25%. We know that mud is tam is half of mud. How do you know mud is nefik sholim? Maybe mud is double of 25%, which is 50%. That's Yossi's taina, but it's klo and tesis. The word mud means nefik sholim. Adon means nefik sholim. Chai you mud means nefik sholim. Mud doesn't mean chatzin nefik.
Mud can't be like once you do that, then you superimpose on that.
No, that's what Chayef Taina. But not really, because the word Mu'ud means Nezek Shalom, and let's say about Alpha Mishmi Sinai, knocking it down. So if Robert tells me on the fourth time there's Hadar, there's a Mu'ud, what does that mean? It means you pay Nezek Shalom. There is no Alpha Mishmi Sinai. You pay Nezek Shalom, and that means it's a Ta'am and a Mu'ud. So Mu'ud means Nezek Shalom. So too by Karen would be the same thing. Mu'ud means Nezek Shalom. So although Yossi's shouting now, I don't know if you can hear him, but I can hear him from there. But Shat and Tesis, that's what Tesis is saying. Hador means Nezek Shalom. If you say there's an element of a Mu'ud by Tzuris means it gets paid to Nezek Shalom, Tam. And a Mu'ud, so too by a Shinui would be a Tam and a Mu'ud, and a Mu'ud means Nezek Shalom.
And then what's Rashi putting up
us talking about? Yeah, that's Gemara's kasha. If you see there's an element of mu'ud by Tzuris,
you see that mu'ud there isn't such a thing.
No. Mu'ud means 100%. That's why the Gemara asked Rashi. Yeah. Okay, now we have the last four lines of Tosfos.
So how do we have
we're saying
why the bar
happened under Rashi? The Gemara said Rashi by Rashi. The Gemara said the W test. But the Gemara, we explain what the Gemara's kasha was across the Gemara. So it says Tosfos. Now if you remember this chapter, we're going with the second chapter Rashi. You smack the second chapter Rashi because it turns out the first chapter Rashi is included in the second chapter Rashi. The Gemara, the Rav himself was speaking that. Okay. Just from the Rabbis, okay, we can now know what would be it was after okay. But Rashi had, remember Rashi said, that's the Igdip Shad, but I have a question. Mm-hmm. What was the question? What's the point of warning him the first time, second time, third time, fourth time?
It's all the same thing.
So that Rashi didn't like, so take the Gop Shad. Much of Yisha controls the Bay, the Yisha Dol, the Yishayach, Loik, maybe Chirukim. But that's what Rashi said. That the shayla of Yeshua is not applicable to establish it in the normal way. Why? The king said, okay, since it's normal, what's the difference between the first and the fourth time? Love, Pichu. That is not difficult. The king the Damye Yachmona, the Keren, the Chatzi Nezek, since the Torah equated it with Keren, the Chatzi Nezek, you're right. It's not warning you, saying you should know. Oh, I never realized. The Torah said, how much you pay for Torah's Katzinezek. So the Torah says it's now in the parasha of Tam and Mut. I knew I should watch it. You're right. So the smarest of Adam did not apply applicable. But the Torah says this goes in the Maslul of Tam and Mut. Katzinezek, what does Katzinezek mean? Chatzinezek means first three times Chatzinezek and the fourth time Nezek Shalom. That's what it means. So what's your kasha? What's the point? What's the difference between the first and the fourth? The point. Just the story says it goes with the maslur of Tam and Mut. What's your kasha?
So the fourth time is basically
the fourth.
It's basically saying that there will be a difference and that by like Rashi says, what will be the difference between the first and the fourth?
Yeah, Rashi was just so. Rashi, so the point of warning him the first time, second time, third time is to warn him so you should now realize about it And all the whole time you're paying an exorbitant. That's really the din by Tom. The reason why you warn him by Tom and put it, he should realize it again and again. Oh, let me go to be in the woods. That's Rashi's cautious. They said, no, hurry. It doesn't have to be for the reason of warning. See, the Torah is being megalitas. After the third time you've been told off and basic, you pay it for, you pay an exorbitant. It's exactly the same reason the first time. But that was the love of Rashi Kusina. Okay, so that's a rather long thesis, but that's a Mahalach of the Gemara. So we're going with Rashi and Tesis, and the end of the day, going with the Gemara, that the Shai of Rava was a Shai of Ki'uche, and the fourth time do you pay an Adikshari, or do you not? So Tesis of the Megara to us, we'd be able to learn from here what would be also in Lav Ki'uche. That was the Chiddush of Tesis. From here, we'd be able to learn also Lav Ki'uche. That's like he came from behind. As much as we know there's a musig of tam and mu'ud by uche, then we know there's a musig of tam and mu'ud by lav ki uche. And as much as we know there's no musig of tam and mu'ud by uche, then there would also not be a musig of tam and mu'ud by lav ki uche.
Why not? Because
it can't be more chomo than uche. What would we say? That mu'ud of uche is 50%. Meshulah is 100%. Can't be more chomo than that. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. So we really have three tastes in here to do on all the base. Let's start with the last taste of Turk. That's most fresh in our mind. Remember that if Tarkon holds, if you have a kava, if you have a die and it knocks off the kava chayme, then you don't say Daya, don't apply the principle of Daya. If it doesn't knock up the Kavach when you do apply the principle of Daya. So sure, I had the question here that what made you say that you will use the Kavach HaMeh to Chayiv Chatzi Nezek and you won't use the Kavach HaMeh to be Mechayiv Yaliyah? Because Daya tells me Gufoy. I know regarding Gufoy, we apply the principle of Daya. Regarding Nezek Shalim, we don't. Maybe swap it around. Regarding Nezik Shaleh will apply the principle of Dai. And regarding Da'aliyah and Gufoy, we won't. That's the discussion. I'm telling you, my name is Ibrahim. This way is better. The way we did that, we applied the principle only with Gufoy, is better. If we apply the principle of Dai regarding Gufoy, we keep the original chatzinezik. Means when we said this kavachomer, the kavachomer took the original kavachomer, the original chatzinezik, added another chatzinezik, but the original chatzinezik is still there. Chatzinezik was migufoy, and we kept it. We just added to it. But if you say dayoi, if you say dayoi, then what? The chatzinezek. That what would you say? What would be the dayoi of chatzinezek? It would say that since originally it was chatzinezek, we can't have more than chatzinezek. Just the Kal Vachomer will tell us that, that original chatzinezek we're now changing into an aliyah. Says Taisus, okris le'negame mechatzinezek kamen. You've completely uprooted anything we started with. The mafkele mitashlumi gufoy. You've taken it out from being paying me gufoy. And now you are making it into aliyah. So it says, which diet is better? Is a diet better in a case which keeps us the original or one that completely uproots the original? The yisoid hadavah is we always try and keep as much as we can to the original. That's the yisoid of this whole musik of daya. Keep to the original as much as we can. So we had an original which was chatzinezek migufoy. Now we've got two stodim. Either make it nezek sholem but migufoy. Well, that's uprooted it slightly because it was chatzinezek, but now it's nezek sholem. That's one side. Or, no, keep it chatzinezek. The original was chatzinezek. Just change from Gufoy to Aliyah. Small change. Gufoy to Aliyah. Says Taisus, no, that small change is a crazy change. And Yaakov, changing from Chatzin Ezek to Nezek Shalom is only a small change. Why? Because Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shorim, all I've done is added on another brick. I kept the original brick and added on another brick. There was a brick that said Chatzi Nezek, and now a new brick saying another Chatzi Nezek. So I added on another brick. I kept the original brick there. Chatzi Nezek Mibucha. I added on another brick. If you say Chatzi Nezek, we have to keep Chatzi Nezek because the original Chatzi Nezek is going to be transformed into a Chatzi Nezek Ma'aliyah. I completely changed the brick. I took away that brick and put a new brick, a brick of Aliyah. That is worse because I've taken uprooted the original beginning completely. And so this is called Tzad. Shani Yochidim Lakir Kavachimim. Rekayim Dayim Yishlon Rekayim. Anything we can do to try and keep the original is what we should try and do. So what's better? Changing it from half to whole or just changing the parameters of the half? What's better? Change it from half to whole. I'm keeping the original parameters on the half. I'm just adding another half. I'm thinking if I change the parameters of the original half, I've got a completely new din. Lost the whole original din. Completely new din. And therefore, that's what we did. So your question, which you asked, is this is the answer to this. So, okay, we've run out of time. I'm just telling you a very short vote. It's actually quite a statistic. It's Negev for this week's parasha and last week's parasha, and actually Negev for our whole life. That in last week's parasha, we saw that Rachel was given the simanim by Yaakov, and she saw that Leah is going to be embarrassed, and she decided to give the simanim to Leah. Now, really, in actual fact, if you go through Leah, Rachel's mind, she had 100% right to say, I understand your pain and you're going to be embarrassed, but I'm sorry. This is my shidduch. And only is my shidduch, what else am I going to do? If I don't marry Yaakov, then who am I going to marry? I'm going to marry Esau. There wasn't any option. We know Leah was crying a hard time because she thought, she was going to have to marry Esau. And in fact, we see that Rachel was also worried afterwards when she wasn't having children. She was worried Yaakov would divorce and she'd have to marry Esau. So this was like a serious, serious risk on her part. And she had full right to say to her sister, I love you very much, but Emma Ledaber. So this is my shidduch. I'm not giving up my shidduch. Wouldn't mind maybe you go before me for some other way, but to give up my shidduch, I'm not going to give up my shidduch. And in this week's parasha, you see it's even stronger. In this week's parasha, we find that Rachel died. She wasn't zayit to be buried with Yaakov. She died in cave. Rachel before in the cave to Esau, Rachel died. So why did Rachel die? And Ramban explains it because there's an issa to marry two sisters, and the chutzar is okay. You can marry two sisters, but when you come to Esau, it's to marry two sisters. And therefore, since Rachel was the second one. The one that caused this is of two sisters. So she had to die. So you see, not only did she you know, lose out on her original shidduch, but she really lost that big time on this because she wasn't able to be buried with Yaakov and Kibbutz in the Master Machpelah. She wasn't able to carry on living with Yaakov in the Choya. She had the full right to stand on her ground. And yet we see she was Mevatra and she gave up and let her come first. But the truth is, if you look deeper into it, she was Mevata, but she only gained by it. She only gained by it, and all her descendants only gained by it. Because in last week's parasha, it says that Rachel was married to Yaakov, and they had children after children after children. And then Vayisko Elikim is Rachel. He remembered Rachel. What do you mean he remembered, Rashi says? He remembered the simonim she gave over. And she was really in her car, but she gave him the simonim, and therefore he opened up the womb and she was able to do children. That means that had she not given over the simonim, then she would have stayed in her car. So let's go like this in this thing. No, I'm sorry, this is my shidduch. I'm marrying Yaakov. She would have married Yaakov 10 years, wouldn't have had children, she was in her car. She didn't have any source. Hashem should open up a room. After 10 years, Yaakov would turn around to her and say, I'm so sorry, but I need to have my shifty car, and you're not able to do it. I have to divorce it. I'm going to marry Leah. And all the shifty car All the Shiftikah without fail would have come from Leah. We know already the Shvatim were going to come from Leah. They had to daven that Dina should turn into Dina because she was worried about Rachel's feelings. But if Rachel wasn't there, then the Shiftikah would have come out Leah. So Rachel, that was worried about her Shiva, she wants to be able to be Mamid Yeladim from Yaakov, Adarabba. She wouldn't have had anything. It's only because she was Mavata that she was Zeicha to have any of the Shiftikah. And then we said also that she wasn't Zeicha to be buried with Yaakov. Adarabba, as we know, that the time of the Chulban, when Christ are going out of the Chulban, the Rashi Mazmur Parsha Vayechi, they came to Kever Rachel, and they davened by Kever Rachel that Rachel should daven for them, and they should have the Geula. And the Gemara's manager says that Avraham Avinu came to daven to that Hashem should have Rachmanos and Klal Yisrael and take them back, and wouldn't listen to them. Yitzchak, Yaakov, even Moshe Rabbeinu came to daven, and they wouldn't listen to them. Only Rachel, it says Rachel came along and said, "Look, I gave my simonim to my sister. You can't have Rachmanos in your own children." And Hashem said, "Me nikudim and betli. Don't worry, there's going to be tikva. I'm going to bring you back." So all this vitur, which Rachel did for Hilu vitur for herself, to let Leah come first, she gained by it, and every one of our her descendants, all Klal Yisrael, were the benefactor of it. So the Klal is never lose by vitur, never ever lose by vitur. Okay, just have a good Shabbos. You well, Rishon Peretz.
Well, two people are